What's up, Fandom Night? Episode 15, Choosing Monsters for the Showdown. I figured it was only right to go ahead and post this here. Years ago on Reploid Productions, one of the very last videos that we did was a monster bash. And we started it on Reploid Productions and then finished it on Fandom Night. And I've always kind of been bothered by that. That these two things were split up, because when it appeared on Fandom Night, everybody that had been watching on Reploid Productions never got to see it, and everybody that saw it on Fandom Night was like, wait, what are they talking about? So I figured it was only right to post both of them in one spot. So this is the first part of the video where we simply chose the monsters for the battle, and then the second episode after this will be the actual monster fight. So, there you go. Welcome to the Reploid Productions Halloween Until Thanksgiving Special. From this point on, every single video that we post will be Halloween-oriented until Thanksgiving. Why? Because Christmas takes forever. Why shouldn't Halloween take forever? What are we doing to start this big special off? I've always had a bit of a question. I'm more or less the huge movie buff in terms of especially the horror genre. Now, there might be one other person on staff who comes close. And if I had to say so, that would probably be Seth, especially in the horror genre. Now, what am I thinking about here? I've always been a fan of things like Frankenstein, Dracula, the Wolfman, but movies evolve and change with the times, and monsters have done the exact same thing. Frankenstein essentially became Jason Voorhees, and well, our modern day equivalent to the Dracula of the 1930s would probably be Freddy Krueger. This sounds like a stretch to some people, but I'll explain this in greater detail as we go along. So what am I looking to do here? I want to have a throwdown. Now, since I don't have a major, huge budget here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in the chairs, just like we always have, and we are going to debate the monsters on their powers, abilities, and movies. That's it. Only movie knowledge is going to be allowed in classic versus modern horror monster throwdown. Now, the way that we do this, if the Predator is the Predator, he's the Predator from the first movie. That's how strong he is, how durable he is, how fast he is, all knowledge taken only from the first movie, versing, let's say, the creature from the Black Lagoon, his equivalent from the 1940s. Now, this will, of course, only be the first creature movie. So, we have a lot of movies to go through, so now it's time to pick teams. All right, step one, we need to choose movies. For every single classic monster that we put into play, a modern-day equivalent counterpart has to be put into play to, of course, battle him. So now we have the tiring task of going through all of this and more to decide who fights who, what's a fair fight, and what's completely ridiculous.
King Kong versus Chucky.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is so full of wind.
I'm gonna stand
in Oh no! See, because we do King Kong versus Chucky, and then we do King Kong versus Godzilla, because it'd be the exact same fight.
It should also be noted that should you choose a Dracula, you can choose one Dracula. If you choose Bela Lugosi, that's the one that we're watching. That's the one that comes into the fight. That means any other iteration that has ever existed cannot be brought in to reference for the fight. So, let's break these movies down.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Alright guys, so I pretty much bid to throw up my choices first, and I'm not as big into the horror genre as Bill or Seth is. I typically tend to stay away from scary movies because blood makes my stomach turn and I want to cry like a little girl. But, Bill threw out the movies on the table and I instantly saw a matchup that I wanted to do, and luckily, I just was barely able to get one of my monsters into the classic era. Alien was released in 1979. Our bar is 1979 and lower is a classic movie monster. Alien's dance partner, I guess you could say, in this little coup de grace, Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger. The first Terminator was released as a horror movie, and then the other ones came out and it became more of an action movie and Come With Me If You Want to Live and all that crap. So, this is the first matchup we're going to do. I really think this is going to be a lot more balanced than some people might think, because the Alien's got a lot of things that it can do, but the Terminator's got his tricks too, so let's see how it goes.
Alright, well, because out of the group, I'm definitely the zombie guy. I have watched a lot of zombie movies, I've read a lot of zombie comics, big Walking Dead fan, played a buttload of freaking zombie games. I was kind of the choice for this one. And it's not really, in a sense, an actual battle. It's more of an infestation, which one would do the most damage. So, it's not the actual case for it, but we do have it because it's in, like, a 50-movie collection, which is ridiculous, and I didn't feel like hunting down the exact disc that it was on. We have Night of the Living Dead. George A. Romero is going to be the 1969 version. Not this one, even though this one looks way better because it's in color. Hey. Versus the remake of the Return of the Living Dead. Honestly, never know how this one's going to go. It's kind of one-sided, but you never know. It's an infestation. So, you got to wait and see.
Sup, guys? So, this next match, it was kind of an oddball one. Like, we were really, really trying to find something that would honestly match up to the original Psycho. And just... Okay, look, Child's Play. You guys are sitting there at home going, how does that match up? Trust me, the way that we ended up figuring it out, Psycho, you don't really know what's going on. You kind of have like a vague idea, you know, you kind of think, you know, this is going on. At the end, big plot twist. Child's Play, going through, you're thinking it's this is happening, oh maybe it's this, blah blah, big twist. Now granted, it wasn't really that far of a stretch, but, you know, you kind of get what's going on. You know, you get that shock value that you don't really kind of get with any of the other movies that we had over there. So, hands down, this one is going to be a very interesting matchup. But we'll just have to see how it goes from there.
Bela Lugosi, Dracula, 1930s. This is huge. It's absolutely groundbreaking. It was definitely not the first Dracula that I'd seen, but he's influenced so many things after that it's just undeniable the effect that he's had, not just on the horror genre, but everything that we know about the whole vampire thing in general. He brought it into the mainstream, and without him, it might not have ever got as big as it got. Now, who's Bela Lugosi supposed to contend with? Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger, movie 1. Let me explain. Both of them are living dead creatures who can manipulate reality. One does it in dream, one does it in the actual physical world. They both have mind control aspects. They are both born from darkness. One, supposedly born onto this planet as the son of Satan himself, and one, given the power to avenge himself in the darkest way possible by what I can only assume is an aberration of hell. Now, going further, they are both shapeshifters. They can both turn into different things. One can turn into wolves, one can turn into spiders, one can turn into different things like that. The big Freddy snake that you've seen in one of the other movies, which, by the way, in case you guys never knew this, he's a man's dealie, Mobobber, not a snake. But we'll ignore that completely. But it does bring me to my next point. Both of them were sexual predators. Now, It's shown in this, and a lot of people, you kind of got to look for it, but it was implied that he was a sexual predator. He went after the young, robust woman with the largest rack that he could possibly bite the neck of. He had like six wives that followed him around everywhere. And then Freddy, look, he was a child molestation murderer. So the ideas are here. Essentially, the mythos of Dracula crossed into us for our generation as Freddy Krueger. There are a lot of similarities here, and having these two fight is going to be a big, big deal.
All right, the next one we have here is Boris Karloff's Frankenstein. Now, we all know what Frankenstein is. Big, big monster. You know, really strong, really slow. So, when we were thinking about doing a, who would be a good person to fight someone like this, it came, we all decided that the best person would be Jason Voorhees. But since there's so many Friday the 13th movies, we really had to pick which one would be the best one. So we're going to do part 5. And the reason why we're going to do part 5 is, that is when he comes back as a zombie. Pretty much. Or a monster. That's better to put. We'll just say monster. And they both are brought to life the same way. Lightning. Lightning. They both are huge. They both are slow. So, we'll see what happens.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.